This afternoon we'll read the words of the Psalm 75. This marks the halfway point in the book of Psalms, and we have been thinking about the Psalms one by one, considering what lessons we can learn from them. And today we're going to consider the 75th Psalm, a psalm or song of Asaph it is called. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. I say unto the fools, deal not foolishly. And to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture. He poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth, shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off. But the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. Who is in control of our nations today? Who is in control of the world? Sometimes we think that politicians are in charge. And it is true they have been given power by the people who have elected them. And these politicians, they may think that they wield a lot of power, but are they really in charge? Is Enda Kenny ultimately in control of Ireland? Is David Cameron in control of the United Kingdom? Is Nicola Sturgeon? How much power does she have in Scotland? Angela Merkel, what is her role in Germany and indeed in Europe? Vladimir Putin, how much power does he really have? And what about Barack Obama, the most powerful man in the world, the leader of the richest, most powerful nation in the world, the only superpower, the United States of America? Are these people really as powerful as we think they are? Are they as powerful as they think they are? On a human level, it is true that politicians and indeed political leaders, leaders of governments, they do not have the power that they seem to have. They cannot change everything they want to change. They cannot implement all the programs they want to implement. A president or a prime minister or a Taoiseach or a chancellor, that person can be thwarted by the parliament, by the democratic institution to which he or she is accountable. And of course they vary from place to place. Barack Obama, despite all of his power, can be so easily hindered by the Houses of Congress or by the Supreme Court on occasions. And so you see, these leaders, these powerful people, yes, they have a lot of autonomy, but they are not ultimately in control, even of their own nations. But I would suggest to you, and this is the lesson that is taught here in the Psalm 75, that there is one who is over all. There is one who is over all governments, all democratic institutions. There is one who is greater even than the institution that we call democracy. And who is this? This is God. And this should be a word of comfort for you this afternoon. Perhaps you're fretting. Fretting because of decisions that governments have taken. Fretting even because of decisions that the people democratically have taken. Fretting because of the moral decline, the moral demise of our nations. The Western world, it seems, is heading into a moral abyss. And who knows where that will take us? Well, this psalm provides us with words of comfort. Not just crumbs of comfort, but solid meat, solid sustenance for those who feel distressed. It is a reminder that the leaders of our nations are not really in control, but ultimately God is in charge. This is why the psalmist begins these words with thanksgiving. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. He's giving thanks unto God because of God's wondrous works. There is not a hint of fear in this psalm. There is not a hint of frustration. The writer of the psalm does not seem in the slightest alarmed, and even though he speaks about wicked people, and these wicked people, it seems, are advancing themselves, their strength is gaining, yet the writer of the psalm is quite content. He can praise God because he knows that God is in control. Dear Christian, today, as you look at your nation, do not be alarmed, but praise God. God is in control. Yes, we have reason to be dismayed and distressed because of the wicked and they prosper, but yet another psalmist said, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Rather, we are to praise God, the one who's in charge. The heart of this psalm is this wonderful set of phrases that is found in the verses 6 and 7. For promotion cometh neither from the east nor from the west, or from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. The reason why leaders are in the places where they are is because God has put them there. And God has allowed them to prosper for a little time. He setteth up one, he putteth down another. God is in charge. God is the king over all the earth. God is responsible for the affairs of our nations, and God is working out his purpose. Even though we wonder, how can God's purpose be worked out in such a miserable and decaying and ungodly society? Yet ultimately, God's on the throne. God is still in the throne, and he will remember his own. Though trials distress us and troubles oppress us, he never will leave us alone. God's in charge today. Do you understand that? Do you appreciate that? Let's look at it in a wider, yet more personal sense. What's going on in your life? What troubles do you have? What perplexes you? God is in charge. The Christian always has a rudder to his boat. The Christian always has an anchor. The Christian always has a sure foundation to his house. And that is the sovereignty of God. That is a Heavenly Father who ever cares for us. And if you're listening to me this afternoon, and if you're not saved, if you don't know Christ as your Saviour, I pity you. Because you are in the storm of life, and you're without a rudder, and you're without an anchor, and you're like the man of whom the Lord said, your house is built on the sand, and it cannot stand. Therefore, I appeal to you today to trust in this God. Put your faith in him and know that there is peace just by relying upon his purposes. The psalmist here, he does talk about wicked people. He talks about the horn of the wicked people. This is a recurrent theme in the psalm. In the verse 4, he says to the wicked, lift not up your horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. What does he mean by the horn? The horn is a place of strength. When we see the wicked prospering, moving against the righteous, moving against the Church of Christ, speaking against the Bible, the wicked, they're using their horn. They're using their power. And as the rhinoceros would put down its head and charge at its victim, the horn before it, so the wicked puts down their horn of power and charges at God's word, charges at godly principles, charges at the law of God, charges at the morality of Scripture, charges at God himself. And there are many people today, and they are attacking the Church of Christ, and they are attacking the people of God. And they're speaking with a stiff neck. They are proud and they are obstinate. They think that there is no God. They act as if God neither sees nor cares nor knows nor does he understand. Because they hate him with a hatred and they treat him as a nonentity. And perhaps you're like that today. Be warned, the Bible says, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be cut off, that without remedy. God is in charge. You cannot speak against God or oppose God without being dealt by his justice. And yet there is hope, even for those of you who have blasphemed his holy name. Yet there is hope today. Where is that hope found? It is found in Christ, the one who died and rose again that we might have life, the one who took your sins, even your sins of blasphemy, upon his own body on Calvary. And there he died, the just for the unjust, that you might be brought to him. Trust him today. Trust in the one who is the King over all the earth. And we can praise him because he works out his purposes. I thank you so much for listening.